You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center, and it's Blue Thursday, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction.
Yes.
We're happy to have Dr. Kyle Marrero as our guest here this morning.
Whoa.
And his handler, Danny Reed, is here with us as well.
Handler, I like that. Yeah.
We had to get the president on at some point. Just get him in here, get him on. Talk about the win last weekend. Everybody's happy right now.
Exactly. Yeah, well, we'll get to that. Now, Dr. Marrero, we've had you on here before, but for people who don't know.
Maybe some incoming freshmen or people new to the community, you want to give us a quick rundown on your background?
Sure. I've been with Georgia Southern now about 4.5 years, started April 1st of 2019, and was a president at the University of West Georgia for about 6 years before that. And as we like to say, I was a refugee from Florida. I came up north, and I was at University of West Florida for 8 years and then 11 years at LSU.
Wow.
So did a little Southern trek around, met my bride in 1994. We just had our anniversary last Saturday, 28 years.
Wow.
And so we have a beautiful daughter, 13-year-old Lily, and she's loves it here. She's at Bullock Academy, and we just love this community.
Well, the community loves you back.
Oh, absolutely.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's, there's a lot of pride in you know, what you've done for Georgia Southern University and this community. You know, we when we do Blue Thursday, one of the things we consistently talk about, because it's consistently brought up, is alignment.
Yeah.
You know, and that's we talk a lot about how alignment only works if it's top to bottom. You know, it takes the president of Georgia Southern, yourself, being aligned with Jared Binko, you know, down to the maintenance workers also being aligned. So, you know, that's you're steering the ship on that. So people love that and respect that.
Well, I appreciate it. It's a team effort, and putting the right people in the right place. You know, it's the old Jim Collins, right people on the bus, and making sure that alignment continues in a forward motion.
Yeah.
And holding ourselves accountable to that. And we have an entire structure. I'm very proud of it, actually, not to get wonky on you at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning.
No, but that's one of the things I appreciate about what you've
done. Okay, because I got my second State of the Union at 2 o'clock, so I got 48 slides. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Let's do it.
But
you've been practicing?
What makes the difference for us, and this is the secret sauce, is that we have a strategic plan. Every university does, but then we have 80 key performance indicators that we own as leadership, that you can go on the website right now under the Performance Excellence tab on the first page, look down, and you can see exactly how we've scored.
Yeah.
That's why I love athletics. It's easy to tell how you're doing. You look up at the scoreboard, right?
Yeah, it's very true. You know, just go on Twitter. You'll find out how you're
exactly.
doing.
Exactly. And so, well, let's not go there. But let's just say that the score shows you through data metrics where you are.
Exactly.
And that's how you make data-informed decisions. Then we have 90-day actions each of us have that are public-facing. So you can see what I'm working on this 90 days. You can see what my other vice presidents, athletic director, across the board. And you see that alignment in motion, because I always believe if you have to be able to say it out loud, write it out loud, and say you're going to do it, and that puts a lot more pressure on you to be accountable.
Yeah, especially, like you said, it's published, so people know what you're supposed to be doing.
And you know what? It's okay if we fail every once in a while, because we learn from that. But our job is to speed that process of continued ideation and, you know, assessment, implementation, excuse me, and then as we move forward. And that's what we're really working on, is speed of business. I say that a lot, is, you know, if you think about higher ed, the first word that comes to your mind is not speed or efficiency, right? And
that's
so
true.
You know, right here you got business, then you got government, then we're down there, you know, just below government.
Yeah.
And so we've worked hard in terms of being innovative, agile, adaptable. We've had to. I mean, goodness gracious. We had to flip over 5,000 courses to fully online in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
and that enabled us last week with Adalia that came through, right? We were able not lose any continuity of construction, toggle directly over to online, no makeup days, and we keep moving.
Now, one of the things, have you seen the Wall Street Journal college rankings that came out a couple of days ago? I feel like you have. But.
Well, we look at them. Where we're looking at is, we always want to be in that top 200 or so in the nation.
Yeah.
And so that's where we look to be, somewhere between 2 to 250. There's over 5,000, 6,000 colleges across the nation.
So that's
we say, high water.
Now, if you look at just the state of Georgia and just public universities, you're tied with Kennesaw for number 3 in the state.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. I mean, with the greatest respect to Kennesaw, let's just say I would like to be number three all by herself, yes, or number two. But for us, that shows, and really the catalyst of that's not only our growth, the success of our students, record graduation rates, 4 and 6 year, record fundraising in the history of the institution. What's really been exciting is our research agenda, our drive to R1. We now have, for 2 years in a row, record research awards and expenditures, and that puts us on a trajectory even beyond Kennesaw State. with the greatest respect to Kennesaw State, great institution, great
but
president there.
We want to kick
there.
Their butts.
Well, let's just say friendly competition is good. Yeah. We continue to drive for that, but clearly the growth in this part of the state, the clarion call for us to step up and reach and make sure that we're actually serving the community in our public impact research agenda is critical. Logistics, supply chain, advanced manufacturing, coastal resilience, community vibrancy, holistic wellness and fitness. These are the areas that have direct impact on our region, and that's where we're excelling and where we're driving.
One of the metrics that they use on this Wall Street Journal is added value to graduate salary, which I think is a neat thing because ultimately that's why people send their kids to college, is to get them ready to, for the workforce.
To take care of themselves.
You know what's really interesting is this generation in particular is looking at it. They want to know the ROI.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of the university system and that we've developed a Georgia Degrees Pay. You can go and look at that at the USG landing page. Search for Georgia Degrees Pay. And it'll show for each of our degrees, you can do it by institution, by the whole of a sector, comprehensive sector, research sector, et cetera. You can look at that particular degree and then what jobs and then what they earn at 1 year, 5 year, and 10 years out. And so that really gives that, what is the value of my degree at the end of the day in the marketplace? But what we know by data is that with a bachelor's degree, you're going to earn $1 million more over your lifetime than without one.
Wow.
Yeah. The value added to graduate salary that they have here on the Wall Street Journal site is almost $26,000.
That's a crazy statistic. Man, I hate being the exception to rules.
Well, it's just if you take a little longer. You just spread that out a little bit more.
Well, you picked the wrong industry. Yes, exactly. That's what happened. Uh-huh. You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, and it's Blue Thursday, sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. And we have the bluest of the blue here this morning. We have the president of Georgia Southern, Dr. Kyle Marrero, here with us.
That bluest of the blue.
The truest of the blue.
There you go. Now, Dr. Marrero, we've talked some off mic, and kind of the elephant in the room all across, this part of the state, actually, is the Hyundai plant that's being built not too far down I-16 from us. So, and you provide a lot of the workforce for the area. So are your engineering programs getting geared up in order to help serve that industry this coming?
Well, look, it's a full press for us in every single way. It's an incredible opportunity. It's also an incredible challenge. And so for us, as we look at it, we always think about our mantra is solve and evolve. And then obviously doing that at the speed of business is our clarion call.
Because business moves fast.
It does. And they are moving very fast. In fact, talking to the CEO yesterday, Oscar Kwan, at we had a big MOU signing with Ogeechee Tech with us that we are then partnering directly. And we've already started on this, but with recruitment activities, with academic program alignments, they're doing industrial and robotics, et cetera, with their new building that they're building that's going to be a great skill building center and a direct pipeline for Hyundai. And for us, it's our engineering, it's our building construction engineers, it's our advanced manufacturing engineering.
It's Blue Thursday. Today on East Georgia's Morning Show, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction.
Yes, it is Blue Thursday, and we're happy to be joined by the bluest blue himself, the big man. I know I'm stealing a title right here, but we have Dr. Kyle Marrero joining us this morning.
Even in a blue suit. So just so you know, just so y'all,
with a blue shirt.
Is he wearing a blue suit?
He's colorblind.
I can't see the color. I thought you were wearing a black suit. I'm not even joking. Navy blue, blacks. You can't prove to me they're different colors. So, well, we are happy to have Dr. Marrero on here. And, we haven't talked about football yet. We haven't talked about sports yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, Georgia Southern got off to a great, first game against the Citadel, locking them out, which is pretty uncommon for the Citadel.
Defense looked great.
And, you know, as someone who is a WCU Go Cats alumni, so you know, we've never beat the Citadel while I was there. So it's refreshing. You know, you guys have beat App State before. Never did that while I was there. You beat the Citadel. So I love being able to back a football team that gets some wins against some teams that I just love to see lose. But I wasn't really sold on the Southern program until I learned that the head of Georgia Southern could take a tackle. All right? Oh, and from that point on, Dr. Marrero, I was sold. So we got to address the elephant in the room. Tell me about that fateful day, because the reunion's coming up. It's almost the year to the day.
University of Alabama, Birmingham. We were at the game there in Birmingham, and it was actually a fourth down play, fourth down and one on the 29-yard line, and Jalen White broke through the line. And I was on the end zone that he was running to, right? Mm-hmm. And so he starts going, and he gets to about to the 50, 40, 30. And I'm about at the 20-yard line on the side. And then, of course, I start running with him. Yeah, go Jalen. Yeah. My arms up in there screaming. And then, you know, there's the sideline, and then there's this hashtag sort of, you know, line.
Yeah.
You know, I never really knew what that was for. But they actually frown on you stepping into that, because that's the lane the referees run to not be on the field. And so, unbeknownst to me, as I'm running ahead and arms up in the air, excited that he'd scored the touchdown, here comes the referee right behind me, runs into me with his arms up in the air. Now, if you see the video, he hit me hard and I stayed on my feet. I'm just going to say, I actually stayed on my feet. My 29 inseam kept me up. And I just kind of, you know, my little legs kind of came around. And then I turned around and I said, I'm so sorry. And he turns to me and his arms are still up holding the touchdown. He goes, are you a coach? I said, no, sir. I'm the president. I show him my ID. He goes, good thing that'd been a penalty and no touchdown.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so you're I would not have been the popular true blue of all the blues there.
We started getting texts in the booth about, you know who he ran into? What are you talking about? Yeah. So apparently people had clipped this and sent it to Terry. Oh, my God, he ran into Dr.
Well, Jared, who's the biggest prankster of all, you know, made a what do you call it, a gif out of it. You know, boom, you know.
Well, you know, I'm glad that's that sort of mentality is, you know, shared by the community. I haven't had a chance to reveal this to you yet, but my text message alert on my cell phone is actually a soundbite of Terry Harvin getting tackled for a commercial he did for Georgia Southern.
And he really was. If you see the outtakes of that, he was crunched.
He took a hit for real. You know, I'm glad the spirit of, you know, clipping things from Southern is still alive, because, you know, I'm in good taste with that.
It is. Yeah, so when he gets a text, it goes, ow!
So just so you all know, those that hashtag sort of line, just about, you know, about 4 or 5 yards outside of the out of bounds line, is meaningful.
Yeah.
Don't go in between that.
Well, the first game of the new season was last week.
Yeah.
Citadel.
Yeah.
And got a new defensive coordinator. He showed out.
Yeah. Brandon, I tell you, well, and you know, we got a great taste of his defense, obviously, last year at the bowl game in Buffalo. And so, and you know, to bring him home, you know, his wife is from Statesboro, to get him all them back here has been just so exciting for the family. And obviously, he's brought within what we were able to get through the transfer portal and building the team that we had. The defense is as strong as it's ever been, and so excited with Clay Helton's second year. And of course, the offense, you know, the scheme that we have, the work that they do, the new quarterback. And Davis Brin, and then J.C. French, you know, right there with him also. Jalen White in the backfield, you know, our receivers, Burgess, our all-star, our incredible receiver.
Caleb Hood,
yeah.
Danny knows all. He knows all the names.
I got another analyst here.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got some speed. That's what I really noticed.
If you didn't already have Kyle as a sideline reporter. Yeah.
Well, with the
you
speed,
can't go inside the dotted line.
Thank you. Exactly. But what I can tell you is speed, and you know, just from an athletic perspective, we're bigger, stronger, faster, and you know, and I think, you know, for us to be able to keep people from scoring this year is going to be a big part of our success. I know we're going to score points. It's whether we can then keep them out of the end zone, and that's what this last week I think really showed.
People don't like it's still kind of it's still dawning on people to lock out the Citadel is a big deal. the Citadels, they're not typically known for never reaching the end zone. So that, I mean, that just, that speaks volumes. And at the season open, too, when you would expect them to be fighting at their most ferocious, you know, most willing to, you know, do damage and get into that zone. So the fact that you locked them out, that really speaks volumes about the new defensive coach we've got, and, you know, moving forward, what the program's going
to
do.
Well, this week will be a good test. UAB's a good team,
they
obviously,
are.
And so for us to see how we do in that, and I think, you know, I'm going to believe we have the upper hand, and so that'll be a great test for us to see on a skilled team, great athletes. They beat us last year.
They did.
And so, you know, that'll tell us a lot. We're going to head out to Wisconsin. Of course, I got to be there for the Wisconsin game. I don't want look ahead. We need to win this game this week, clearly, with everybody, and a good showing. I want to thank everyone that came out. We had almost 18,000 people at the stadium, and that was after a hurricane when we actually didn't have classes for a couple of days. We had actually toggled online the rest of the week, so students pretty much were gone as a holiday weekend. But I tell you, that student side filled up, had a great showing, and so we're looking for that or better this week. Love to get over 20,000, so everybody come out. And if you haven't seen the new tailgating area around the training facility, the environment with Herc Russell statue right there in the pavilion with the Eagle Walk, it is, bar none, just one of the great collegiate football environments that you will ever, ever experience. So come join us.
Well, and that's one of the things I wanted to bring up. One of the early things that you had to do as president was hire an athletic director. And I think you hit a home run. I really do.
Well, thanks,
Jared Benko has done a great job. And the game day experience is part of one of the things he focuses on. And I just think he's done an excellent job in making it a true experience to come to a Georgia Southern game.
Look, I say this everywhere I speak, is Jared Benko, I think, is if not the best, one of the best athletic directors in America. And what he's done so well is built a team. I mean, Chris Davis, you know, that whole last week before the first game to get the, you know, we have the hurricane, you know, nothing like a little act of God to slow you down a little bit in preparation.
Yeah, we were supposed to have Chris Davis on the show.
but you know, Chris is there till, you know, midnight and get back there at 6 a.m., you know, making sure everything's getting ready for the game as all the people coming in. You have dedicated people, Davis Hendrickson, you know, head of all of our development team, record fundraising for athletics, along with record fundraising for the institution holistically. I mean, these are projects that would not have happened. They were pipe dreams because of that practice facility had to be completely philanthropic dollars raised. It could not be university dollars. It couldn't be other non-athletic revenues. And so that's a big deal when you're talking about a facility that's running in the upwards of $15 million, all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks volumes about the sort of, you know, backing that this, you know, the university has from the community.
Well, 31 tailgating suites sold out before the first game.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked about this with you a little bit during the break. It is not very common to see the lead projects from an AD have the same AD still be at that school when that project is completed. And the fact that Benko has been here from the blueprinting of the training facility to its full construction and completion speaks volumes about the momentum that this program has.
Well, clearly I'm thankful for that. and you know, and as we continue, and it's the legacy that's built now. It's the accountability. It's the who's up next. It's just exactly Clay Helton's concepts.
Yeah.
You know, you keep moving. You've built a culture of excellence and expectation, and so that's there. That's the legacy that Jared has brought to the entire athletic organization.
Well, and he said something when he was first introduced. He talked about being the platinum standard, and I'm going, you know, everybody says that, yeah, whatever. Well, he meant it, and he put legs on it. And it's happening.
It is.
Yes.
It is. It's exciting time. And then the baseball renovation project. That's our next one, big one up. And so, you know, that's again, what I love about Jared. I'm getting texts from him on Sunday, you know, with a donor list that we're going to work on this next 2 weeks for baseball.
Wow.
You know, because we got this thing up now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and we're driving.
Move on
you
to
know,
the next
let's
thing.
Go. You know, and so, you know, I said, I'm at church. Let's talk later. just teasing. But,
it's Blue Thursday at East Georgia's Morning Show, powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center.
Yes.
And It's Blue Thursday is sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction.
Yes.
And we're happy to have the president of Georgia Southern here with us this morning, Dr. Kyle
Marrero.
And we also have Danny Reed here.
Look, I feel like I've been promoted to handler. That's an honor.
You're doing a very good job.
I appreciate that, Doc. Well, thank you.
Better than when Brian normally says, and Danny.
Yeah.
At least you got a title this time.
Yeah. Oh, handler.
Yes.
Handler.
Yes.
Can you drive me to my next meeting?
You don't want to come in my car.
Well, Dr. Marrero, it's great having you here. And I alluded to the job that Jared Benko has done. We've got this new facility that came online, the Tippins practice facility. We've got the Convocation Center that it's about to go vertical.
Yeah. Well, and understand, and I want everyone to have those expectations, because vertical, it's only going to go, I mean, it'll be one story vertical from the road level.
Yeah.
Because it's a pit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In fact, you know, I don't know if it'll end up being called the pit, but you know, I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so I was a Lobo fan growing up, and that was the pit.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was there when the Valvano won. I was in standing room only. I grew up in Albuquerque. Yeah.
Did you ever meet Walter White?
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I had standing room tickets way
back. Right, we need to talk about that.
But all to say, I toured the site about 2 weeks ago, and so it is dug down into the ground. And so as you walk in, you'll be at that sort of atrium mezzanine level. And then
cool.
The full walk around mezzanine, and then the bowl shape goes into. And it'll be, we're looking at about 5,400 seats.
Wow.
The whole U shape of it is all chair backs.
Okay. Oh.
And then just the one end zone, the south end zone, we'd call it, I suppose, is the going to be a bleachers pullback, because that's where stages will go for commencement, for convocations, concerts, et cetera. And so it'll be definitely an upgrade from all the facilities, back office for men's and women's basketball, for kinesiology, everything that we're doing there academically. So really excited about that. We're scheduled to open that fall of 24. It'll probably be November-ish. It probably won't be in there for basketball or commencement until January.
Mm.
And so preseason will probably be mostly still in Hanner with some transition. Maybe we can do something in December. We'll see how early we can get in there in 24.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, I just like, you know, we've talked about the forward-thinking attitude of Jared and the great job he's doing. Chris as well, Chris Davis. So I just think these new facilities are the physical embodiment of that effort that they're putting forward.
They are. There's nothing more like facilities to see the growth and outcome, particularly the work. And that one, you know, it's the Jack and Ruth Ann Hill Convocation Center, to be named after Jack and Ruth Ann Hill, is so important to us. Literally over $300 million of facilities on our campus, or when Jack was the appropriations chair in the Senate. I mean, he really watched out for us, helped Georgia Southern, helped this region grow, and is a main part of the success of Georgia Southern.
Well, and we talked about at the beginning Georgia Southern being the number three public university according to these Wall Street Journal rankings. It's number one in South Georgia. Those other universities are up in the northern part of the state.
Right, right. And we're the one south of I-20 that's growing, and that it's also elevating in terms of what it is from a stature standpoint.
Well, and that's something we haven't brought up yet. A lot of the university system is seeing declining enrollment. Georgia Southern's bucking that trend.
Well, it is. We had an up and a down through COVID, and now we're back on an upward trek. And that's mainly, we've got record out-of-state enrollment in the history, so our border state policy bringing students in, record graduate students, record dual enrollment. So we're seeing some growth in specific sectors that has been really great for us as a pipeline.
Well, and you know, the growth is again, with all the growth going on in the community, that's going to, one hand washes the other, basically.
Has to. And for us, all growth is good as long as we're graduating people at record levels like we are.
Yes. And adding that, what was it, $25,000, $26,000 in value to people's salary when they graduate.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting you use that number, because that's where we are, 26,200 students this year.
Wow.
There you go.
That's huge. That's a big college.
It's a big university.
Yes,
with 9
is.
Colleges.
Yes. I'm sorry. Use the wrong,
right.
Use the wrong terminology.
Good. My deans remind me.
Well, Danny, got another football game coming up.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
6 o'clock Saturday, UAB is in town. First trip ever to Paulson. We'll be on at 4 o'clock, Cutwater Spirits tailgate show. Frank Sulkowski, I can say it now, special guest on the Tailgate Show, former Eagle punter Anthony Beck will be the guest.
Okay, good
Anthony.
Deal.
Does he still have the mohawk?
I'm going to find out, but I think.
Okay, all right.
And, of course, Kyle Van Treese is part of the broadcast now
the
as well.
The reviews on Kyle on the sidelines last Saturday were outstanding. That's only going to get better. Hopefully Georgia Southern's 2-0 when we're talking next week.
I'll try not to run into Kyle.
Okay. Just stay out of his way. Well, it's been great having you here.
Absolutely.
And anytime you want to come back, we'd love to have
you. Absolutely. Thank you. And go Eagles. Hail Southern.